Going to learn Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Amalei Mar Kashisha Breid Rav Chista Rav Ashi. So the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira's idea that Kohanim is reason Hain, and they know all the details of the halachas, and therefore they do not require a tekiah to warn them about what's asra on one day and mutra on the next day. So Amalei Mar Kashisha Breid Rav Chista Rav Ashi, Mi Amrin Kohanim is reason Hain. Do we really say that Kohanim are such reason, they're so careful that they therefore don't need a tekiah? Va'atnan, but doesn't the Mishnah say Masechet Sukkah that you always have at least 21 tekiahs in the Mikdash? That's the minimum you'd have on any day. And it goes through all the tekiahs that they would blow each and every day based on the Avodah Sayyom. And it says that on Erev Shabbos, they had six extra tekiahs. Shalosh lahavdil tamei melacha, v'shalosh lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. Three to warn people to stop doing melacha, and three in order to let everybody know that the day of Kodesh started. So this was in the Mikdash. So you see that the reason for the tekiahs was for the Kohanim, was to warn the Kohanim. So obviously the Kohanim are not such as reason that they don't require tekiahs. Answers the Gemara, Ketamar Abaye, L'sharam Adiv Yerushalayim. Hachanami, L'sharam Adiv Yerushalayim. Just like Abaye answers in a different context, in Maseches Yuma, the context Abaye is talking about, the Mishnah says that Hilami Amalka made a candelabra of gold and put it in a very high place by the entrance of the Heichel, the Beis HaMikdash, and when the sun shone, there were sparks that appeared to be coming from the menorah, from this candelabra, and they knew that it was Man Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris. So the Gemara says that the Kohanim that work in the Beis HaMikdash don't read Kriyas Shema Bisman Zrichas Nechama; they read it earlier, before the day begins. So how does that help anybody? So he said, no, it helps for everybody else in Yerushalayim, not for the Kohanim who are working. So we hear also the tekiahs that they blew on Erev Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash weren't for the sake of the Kohanim, it was for everybody else. So even though the klal is that whatever is asur to do on Shabbos, whether it be min haTorah or min haRabbanan, it's asur to do on Yom Kippur as well, nevertheless, the chamur matir in Yom Kippur from the time of Mincha Lamaila, something called knivas hayerek, to separate the leaves of vegetables that have detached from the stalk, from their stalk, in order that they should be mutter right away as soon as the evening comes, even though that's a violation of Hachana normally from Yom Kippur to weekday, which normally would be Asur Midrabanan. So the Gemara asks on the brisa that we mentioned, whether it's going like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva, the litka ki hechi de ledi de shay de knivas yerek, min mincha lamaila, shouldn't they blow it in Yom Kippur that falls on Erev Shabbos in order to let everybody know that Yom Kippur is more kal than Shabbos, it's more lenient than Shabbos as far as from mincha lamaila that you're allowed to cut the yerakos that have been detached and to separate the leaves from the stalks in order to prepare them for cooking on Motsa'e Hatzom for after Yom Kippur, whereas on Shabbos you're not allowed to do that, it would be a violation of Achana. Some Rav Yosef, Lufi Shein Dochen Shavos Lahatir, that we don't blow for that, we don't blow a shofar for that, because we're not matir to care shofar, which is also midrabanan to begin with, in order to be matir the Knivas Yarek of Yom Kippur, which was only we would only blow a shofar in order to warn people about a possible iser, but not to let people know about a possible heter. Blowing shofar as it is already an iser drabanan, so we're willing to violate it in order to let people know about a potential iser, but we're not willing to violate it in order to let people know about a heter. So Gemara gives another answer now. Rav Shish Rei Davidi Amar Shvus Krova Hitiru, Shvus Rechoka Lo Hitiru. We allow blowing shofar even though it's an Isser Shvus, only if there's an immediate benefit to it, but not for something that's a distant benefit. So we're allowed to do the Shvus of Tkiah even to let us know a heter, but only when the toelas for such a heter is going to be immediate. But Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos, we don't allow the this shvus of blowing shofar because there is no immediate benefit. Because this year, the Knivas Yarek is not going to be mutter because Matzah Yom Kippur is going to be Shabbos, so you're not going to be allowed to cook anyway. So what? We're going to blow the shofar so that people will know next year you're allowed to do Knivas Yarek. No, we're not willing to violate a shvus for that purpose. I asked the Gemara, Ushvus Krova Hitiru, do we allow a shvus for something that's going to be immediate? But doesn't the Mishnah say Maseches Chulin Yom Tov Shechalios Erev Shabbos? Token when Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're a token in order to be Maftil Sa'am from the Malachos that are Mutar on Yom Tov and Asr on Shabbos, like Malachos Ochel Nefesh, and in order to be Mavdil between Kedushas Yom Tov, which is Kal, and Kedushas Shabbos, which is more Chamor, the Lo Mavdilin, and Matzah Yom Tov, which is Shabbos, we do not do Havdalah, not in Tefillah, not Al HaKos, like we do in any other Matzah Yom Tov, because they were only Mesakin Havdalah when you go from Yom HaMakudosh Yosar to a Yom that's Pachos Kadosh, that's less Kadosh, not when you go from a day of lesser Kedusha to a day of greater Kedusha, like from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And if Yom Tov falls Motzoi Shabbos, then Mavdilin, then we will say Havdalah both in Tefillah and Al HaKos, because you're going to a day from a day that's greater Kedusha, namely Shabbos, to a day of lesser Kedusha, namely Yom Tov, below Tolkien, and you're not going to blow a Tekiah on that Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, because the Shabbos is more Chomer than the Yom Tov. So there's nothing that you're doing on Shabbos that's now going to become usher on Yom Tov. So ask the Gemara, Vamai Litzka, shouldn't you blow shofar anyway on Yom Tov, the false Motzai Shabbos, to let it be known that it's Mutzer Du Shechita, and this is of immediate concern to people. So we have to say, it's like Rav Yosef, that we're not going to blow shofar to let people know a heter. We'll blow shofar in order to let people know an iser, but not in order to let people know a heter. So once we discuss the idea of blowing the shofar in order to let people know the heter, Knivas Yarek and Yom Kippur, so Gemara is going to discuss whether Kniva is Mutzer on Yom Kippur, the Tzchal and Shabbos as well. I'm Rav Zeir Rav Punav You're not allowed to do Knivas Yarek on Yom Kippur when it falls on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be Tareach on Shabbos for a weekday, and yes, they allowed it because of the Inor of Yom HaKippurim, but if it's Asr every other Shabbos of the year, we're going to make it Asr on Shabbos of Falk Yom Kippur as well. So Amar of Mana, Tana, minayim liyom ha-kipurim, shechal yos p'shabash asr b'knivas yarek. How do I know this? How do I know that it's asr? Tamalomar, because the pasuk says, shabasan, shavos. The pasuk says shabasan, so from the word shabasan, we darshan shavos, so that tells us that knivas yarek is asr. Lamai, what sort of knivas yarek is the b'risa learning from shabasan? Ilem l'malacha, if it's a knivas yarek of that which is mechubar l'karka, which is actually a malachador rice of kotzer, l'aktiv l'sasakom malacha, that's already covered. Of course you're not allowed to do that. That's a malacha. Elolava knivas yarek, you must be talking about clipping vegetables that are already detached, which is not a malacha, and the b'risa is telling me that it's asr min ha-Torah because of mitzvah sasei of shvisa. So from the word shabasan, we learn that that we should have menucha on Shabbos from any tareach, from any amel, from any extra work, and therefore, even though it's not among the 39 malachos of Shabbos, nor the toldos of those malachos, but something that involves yigia and tircha, like knivas yarek, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And certainly they don't allow such an issur Torah even for the sake of Tosefes Inui on Yom HaKippurim. However, when Yom Kippur falls on a weekday, you're allowed to be Knivas Yarek for the sake of Inui, since in Yom Kippur there's no din of Shvisa Mimalacha. In Yom Kippur you have a din of 39 Malachos, but you don't have this extra din of Shabbason. So Shmaminas, they see that Knivas Yarek is therefore going to be Asr in Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. Meaning, since it's an Issur D'Oraisa on every Shabbos, and it's only Mutzer on Yom Kippur, so when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you still have the chumras of Shabbos. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yom Kippur Mishchal Yos Shabbos, Mutzer b'Knivas Yarek. Now Rav Yochanan disagrees with Rav Huna. He says you're allowed to do Knivas Yarek when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Meisei minayin l'mikur Mishchal Yos Shabbos Shabbos b'Knivas Yarek. Tam lama Shabbos on Shavos. So l'may ilay mila malacha v'aksiv l'osas kam lacha elav b'Knivas Yarek. Aye, what about what we just said that we have this brisa that derives from the pasuk of Shabbos on that Knivas Yarek is apparently asim b'dal rice on Shabbos. So how can you allow in Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos? Well, the olam l'malacha. No, the kind of knivas yarek that's talking about is the actual malacha of cutting vegetables that are attached to the ground. And the reason reason that it's included from the drasha of Shabbosim is to make it a violation of both an asay and a los asay. But knivas yerek, from that which is talush, from that which is already detached from the ground, that I don't need a pasuk for, ta'aser, because it in fact is mutter on his oraisa level. It will only be aser, mitrabanan, and the chum were makel for the sake of Eno and Yom Kippur, and therefore the chum would be makel, whether Yom Kippur falls on a weekday, or Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos. Tiny kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Yom HaKippur m'shechalias b'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, mutter b'knivas yarek, you're allowed to do knivas yarek, mefatzin b'egozim, you're allowed to break the shells of egozim, of nuts, in order to prepare them to be eaten, umefarkis in b'rimonim, you're allowed to prepare pomegranates to be eaten, min amincha l'mayla, from the time of mincha ketana of Yom Kippur and on, mipnei agmas nefesh, because it would involve agmas nefesh, because from man of mincha and on, a person is waiting to eat and is eager to eat. So when he's preparing food and he's not eating from it, that's an inui. So that's part of the inui of Yom HaKippurim. And this price is assuming like Rabbi Yochanan, that even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, we allow knivas yarek. The Beir of Yehuda mekanzi krava. In the house of Rabbi Yehuda, they used to cut the leaves of cabbage from the stalks on Yom Kippur to prepare them for eat. The Beir Rabba, gardi kari. In Rabba's house, they would cut gourds. Kibin gechazes avuka mecharfi. Once Rabba saw that the members of his household were coming early and were doing it before the Zman Mincha, and that's against the Halacha, because Knivas Yarek, that's Chum Malav, is only Minamincha Lamaila, Samalahu, Asa Igatim Marav Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, the Asir. So he told his Bnei Bayis that I got a letter from Eretz Yisrael, and it says there in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you're not allowed to prepare for Yom Kippurim, even after the Zman Mincha, and the reason he told them that is because, even though it's not true, Rabbi Yochanan never really said it, is because if he would have said that it's my own din, my own gezeira, that you're not allowed to do it, so they never would have listened to him. So in order to get them to listen to him, he said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which is a fascinating thing. There's a Magen Avraham and some Kufnun Vav, Sifkat and Beis, that says that if a person knows of a halacha and he knows that it's correct, this halacha, he's allowed to say it in the name of a gadol in order that people will accept it, even though the gadol never said it. And he brings a lot of rayas from a number of different gemaras. So it's a troubling halacha, but this is one of the sources for that halacha. Hajin lachvei l'ksharim, Bez Hashem, next time we will pick up on Kuftez Vav Amin Aleph with Perek Kol Kisvei.